Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
I don't know when I just saw her with my best friend.
I just look at some stories and I just go, really? I just shake my head, scratch my head and go, you know, necessity is the mother of invention, of course. And there's been this nagging problem with college kids for years. What do you do with that annoying doobie when you're trying to drink your beer, apparently? Well, Goodwood Brewing Company tried to do something about that. And is now putting cannabis into its beer, into the can, and it's fully legal. So it's, you know, we've solved that age-old problem. My good friend Julie Gundlach joining me to sort this one out. Julie, welcome back to the program.
Finally, they've combined these two items. Finally.
You know, necessity, the mother, it's not quite that way, but it is true that Goodwood Brewing Company is adding cannabis to its beer, and somehow it's completely legal. Is this called Hemp Ghost? Is that how you say that?
I am not sure. This has not actually made it to my shopping list at the moment.
Oh, come on.
How long does this radio show go? I might be leaving right after for that.
Yes.
That might make my mommy duties a little easier. So yeah, of course they're doing this, and as we've seen for years, the use of you know, cannabis is much more socially acceptable now and legal in several states. So yeah, why not? I'm sure some enterprising business person is going to take advantage of this. That's the beauty of the free market.
Now, they say at this point they've refined it down to the point that there's not actually THC in the beer at this point. But certainly in places like Colorado where medical recreational marijuana is legal, this sort of thing, it's coming. And there's a vote probably brewing, no pun intended, here in Michigan as well for the legalization of marijuana. So for states, and there are several of them now, that have made recreational marijuana either, legal enough, I should say, I suppose, that these sorts of products are not too far down the road, I don't believe.
No, absolutely not. I do. Again, I think that people are going to, sort of be creative with these products. I find all of this a little bit depressing. I think that we should, it's interesting to watch these things unfold. You've got this nanny state who criticizes you if you give your children a bag of Cheetos, and yet the same politicians sort of want to push for the legalization of drugs. And so it's kind of
what I never understood, Julie. Here's what I didn't understand. They demonize the use of cigarettes, but encourage smoking weed. I mean,
exactly.
It's like,
well,
really?
Also,
how does this make sense to anybody?
Part of it also is that there are edibles, so a lot of people choose not to smoke cannabis. They eat brownies or they eat food with pot in it. And so there's other ways. There's other delivery systems. But you're absolutely right. Look, combustion heat is what, with traditional cigarettes, the cigarette itself, the tobacco itself, these things. I mean, if you eat a tobacco leaf, you're not going to harm yourself. What gives you cancer is burning these things and that combustion and that heat, releasing a lot of toxins, and then those going into your lungs. You want the nicotine, you die of the tar, and that tar is created.
Right,
when they
create the carcinogenic substances in the heat.
Yes, and the same thing happens.
Right.
Now,
speaking of upsetting.
So,
well. Well,
and nobody
you
seems
know.
To care about that. You're absolutely right. That nobody seems to care about when you burn pot and you're delivering smoke to your lungs. The same type of thing where there is a carcinogenic effect, and nobody seems to talk about that. But again, there are other things. There are edible products and things. How people kind of get that high that do not involve smoking.
Now, because we've got a couple of things I want to talk to you about, this next thing to me is the kind of thing that just makes me go, you've got to be joking. But the headline itself, and I know you've seen this headline, just jumps off the page. Michigan doctor's license suspended after allegedly performing liposuction procedures in an unfinished pole barn. And why wouldn't you? Hey, just come on over to the farm. I'll get out my equipment, and we're going to make you thin and trim in the next hour and a half. Yeah. Glenn, Michigan, Bradley Bastow had his license suspended in May just a short time ago for, here's the list, performing liposuction procedures in unsanitary conditions in an unfinished pole barn, improperly disposing and storing of medical waste. What did he do? Throw it out back? Improperly dispensing and recording the dispensing of controls. I mean, seriously, improperly mixing human and animal drugs, and the list goes on and on. I mean, first of all, he is an idiot. But excuse me, who the hell goes to a pole barn to get liposuction?
No, well, look, there are desperate people. Desperate people. There was a woman convicted just last year of, she put some sort of, it's like crazy glue into people's butt areas because people wanted to get, this woman had done it to herself and she's fully deformed, and yet people would go to her, you know, in her apartment and let her...
Gluteus implants,
people are desperate. People are desperate.
Gluteus maximus implants,
And, of course, insecurity is a strong motivator. And so you do have people with very little money who are deeply insecure who will do this to themselves and who will go to a dirty barn to get liposuction. Look, I have days where I can't fit into my skinny jeans and, you know, I... probably trot over to a dirty barn, you know. I'm kidding. But you know, you do have these desperate moments. Look, you know, Republicans a lot of times and conservatives and people on the right often get criticized for saying we should have less regulation. But, you know, there's an awful lot of reasonable Republicans that believe in certain licensing. Not for everyone. I really don't. You know, it's unbelievable how much red tape people have to go through to do business. I mean, interior decorators need, like, licenses. Like, what are they going to do? Like, kill you with a bolt of fabric? I mean, you know, and hair braiders, they need license. That overdoes it. But there should be licensing for medical procedures, and, you know, there should be inspections so that, you know, the state can make sure that people aren't performing liposuction in barns.
Yeah, if you're going to drive through liposuction, there certainly should be licensing. I got to leave it there, but here's what I would suggest. If you're considering going to the pole barn for liposuction, just go help build the pole barn. Sweat a little bit, and then you won't need to go to the pole barn. I'm just throwing that out there. Julie, I got to run. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thanks for having me.